Hey everybody, welcome to Game Goose. Today is July 27th, 2021. This is Season 4, Episode 3. My name is Dan Curry. We are here in the studio with Neil Brower. How are you, Neil?
I'm doing good.
And Clinton Brower. No relation.
No relation to what?
To Neil.
How dare you?
We haven't said that in a while, so I don't know if people think you're related from time to time. Clinton's got a nice avocado hat today. It's our new segment. What hat is Clinton wearing? Anyway, what have you guys been playing video game wise?
Well, Apex, Slay the Spire, and that's it.
Nice.
Is there anything else?
I don't know. We haven't really played much together.
No, I don't know. I'm not really in a rut because I'm enjoying what I'm playing, but I don't want to play anything else.
That's fair. That's cool. What have you been playing, Clinton?
A bunch of League, and then I fell back into Final Fantasy 14. I've been playing a bunch of that. I played probably 24 hours this week of it.
Nice.
Played a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah. That's the MMO, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. They're saying it's the number one rated MMO now. It's got like the best ratings right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good game. The story's really good. The gameplay is nice. So it's a really nice looking game too. It's fun. I enjoy it. I just goof around. Yeah. I have like a lot of friends that play it, so like they're all like, you know, actually doing things, and I'm just like running around like, and I have a big chicken suit, so I just wear the chicken suit around. I have the biggest character model you can possibly make, and so I just tower over like 90% of everyone in this giant chicken suit, and like it makes my character look really fat, so he's just in this like big chicken suit, and I just run around in that,
nice,
emoting at everyone and all this stuff. But I have there's a Cash Shop emote that you can like, he does like the Power Ranger pose, but it looks like he's dabbing, so I just do that a bunch.
So you just run around being like chaotic neutral.
Just dabbing
on him.
But it's fun. I've been like, over the last weekend or so, I've just been like hammering through the main storyline. So that's been a lot of
fun. Dress as a chicken?
Yeah, of course. All the cutscenes are great. So, I'm kind of mad though, because some of the cutscenes, they like take your helmet off for whatever reason. So it's just my guy's head in this fucking giant chicken suit, just his little head up top. But it's so funny because like the chicken head's a lot bigger than my head.
Right.
So it like, it zooms in on your face in a lot of the cutscenes. So it's just like the beak and like the red chicken glottal. All you can see is it's like where his face actually is.
That's really funny.
But it's a lot of fun. There's so much to do in it. Like, you go fishing in it, you go out in the ocean and go fishing, and like,
Dan.
Fishing.
Yeah. In an MMO.
Spend a lot of time flying around, just goofing around. So there's a casino with a bunch of like different games.
On a scale of 1 to Final Fantasy, how Final Fantasy is it?
Probably like 7.
Okay.
And not like Final Fantasy 7.
I was going to say, because Final Fantasy 7 is very Final Fantasy.
So it's probably 2 Final Fantasy for me. It's also an MMO, which I've never gotten made, so yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say it's... Let me pull up the meme.
The meme. What meme could it be bringing up that's going to tell you how Final Fantasy it is?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you right now.
I know, but I'm just trying to, you know, fill dead air so that I just listen to you click away.
Oh, for Slay the Spire, by the way, if you're ever stuck on a strategy game, just like spend... I don't like to dive into it and like have people tell me what to do, but I just watched a dude explain all the cards and like how to use them for one of the characters, the Watcher, arguably the hardest character. Mm-hmm. And instantly, I'm like 90% better and I can get to the heart every time.
Oh,
can't beat it, but...
For sure. When I was playing Hearthstone, I used to do that all the time. Like, that's how I got better at Hearthstone, was just like watching someone play and being like, see, now you think you want to play this card, but really, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, and there's all these cards that I could get that I was like, well, these don't make any sense. They're not. I see what they do, but they're not that good. And then he's like, well,
wait, this is how they know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The big thing for me, I mean, it's different in Slay the Spire. A big thing for me in Hearthstone was like when I watched someone streaming and he was like, well, he's playing this deck, so I got to watch out for this, and be like, Oh, I never even thought to think about what cards the other person had. That's probably, like, because there's so many cards, you don't even think about it. But once that everything boils down, that was where I learned that. You find the meme?
I did, bro. So this is the meme. Have you tried the critically acclaimed MMORPG Final Fantasy XIV? It has a free trial that includes the base game, A Realm Reborn, the first expansion, Heavensward, and leveling all the way to 60 with no playtime limits. And it's like on a picture of Bugs Bunny. It says like, I wish all non-Final Fantasy players a very pleasant free trial of the critically acclaimed MMO, now including Heavensward, so you can play for free until level 60.
And is this like a big thing?
There's like a shit ton of them. There's like thousands and thousands of these memes.
That's a long time to play.
And all of those things, all of those things are true?
My chicken suit, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I want to see the chicken suit. Like. Nice.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah, I've never gotten into that.
I'll post a picture of it on our Twitter.
I had fun playing WoW for like a while, a little bit. But then,
2 weeks.
Yeah, but still, for a game.
It's a lot. I don't know. I enjoy it more than I ever did WoW.
Oh, wow. I did not mean to say it that way, but hey, you know, sometimes things happen.
But I don't know. I feel like there's more like, I don't know how to say it or describe what I'm thinking. There's more like lightheartedness to it, I guess, than WoW. Gotcha. But even though like WoW, I don't know, because WoW is all just very kind of like at war fantasy tribes.
Yeah.
Whereas Final Fantasy is more like everyone is like friends. You know, quotation marks, friends. Like, you're not necessarily at war with other players and stuff. There is PvP that you can do, but it's like an arena thing. So it's not like half the people you come across you can't even interact with because they don't, like, speak the language that you do or whatever.
Right.
So you can interact with every single person you come across, and, like, everyone's doing... There's, like, these things called fates that are a lot of fun. They're just, like, world quests in the world that you'll come across that are like team quests. Like, you can group up with people and do fates and things like that. I don't know, it just seemed a lot more cooperative and more like community based than WoW ever did to me.
Gotcha.
So nice. I've enjoyed it a lot more, but of course I like didn't really ever know anyone that was playing WoW in like a way that like I wanted to play, so like there's also kind of that. And like when we were playing, I had a lot of fun playing WoW.
Yeah.
But like every time I log into 14, I can do that with people. So
nice.
It's fun.
Nice. On my end, before I talk about what I'm playing, big news in the Curry household. I finally got Courtney to like Breath of the Wild.
Did she play it finally?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's off the plateau and going, right?
Yeah. So her whole thing, she was like, I played for so long. And I'm like, no, you did not. You never got off the plateau. And she's like, yes, I did. And I went in the mountains and died. But there's a part in the plateau where it teaches you about mountains, where you have to like eat the spicy food. And yeah, like, I kind of played with her and walked her through like a little bit. And then she's like starting to pick it up and play. She loves the Koroks.
Yeah.
She's a big fan of them.
The puzzles for those are fun.
So. Yeah.
Well, yeah, she's like, you just like walk across something, yeah, and then you're like, oh, why does this bowl have apples in it? And that bowl has apples in it. Now it doesn't. I'm going to put an apple in the bowl and they show up. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, it's great. It's magical even. Yeah. The thing that she is struggling with is the fact that the Xbox and Switch have
different control schemes.
Buttons. Yes. How they're switched. So we all have problems with that though.
Yeah.
So, but that is the game she's playing now. So pretty excited about that. Then today, just played for a little bit, Microsoft Flight Simulator came out for Xbox Series X, and already know I'm going to have a ton of fun listening to music and just flying around in that game. So Neil finds it pretty boring. All right.
Can I just tell you, as I've known Dan for a long time, I've known him as a gamer that for the entire duration. He's even said on this podcast, he's the most impatient gamer. He couldn't sit down for like a session of D&D with us. He can't sit through a story. And I get there, he's, I guess, piloting a plane that isn't moving. There's no hoops to go through. There's no sharp turns. The music's all right. And everything else, he's just flying over Google Maps. He's not like, I need to twist this knob and I understand how all of these intricate parts of the airplane work. Nope. I know up is up and down is down, and this is New York.
Hell yeah.
It looks so fucking boring.
Well, that's your opinion, man.
I played it for 20 minutes. I was like, this is god awful.
It's like a Google Earth simulator.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly
what it is. It's so cool.
You know, so, you can just do that on Google Earth, right?
Yeah, but you're not flying around. It also looks great. Like, the graphics are pretty sweet.
Sure.
But the funny thing is that we flew around Lansing, and there's some kind of mistake, because it's all pulled from Bing, and, like, the buildings are, they try to, like, make them look like real buildings and stuff. It's better in, like, the bigger areas. They actually went
Lansing
in.
Lansing doesn't, like, look anything like Lansing.
For the most part, I mean, you can tell what everything is, but it's all,
oh, like, kind of, they must have fixed it then.
But cause the Capitol building does not look like a Capitol building. It's just a giant black skyscraper.
It's like a super evil, it's like a villain's fortress. Yes,
it is huge.
That's funny.
But yeah.
Isn't there a big black glass building downtown, though?
Yeah, that's what we were originally thinking, but we're like, not.
It's not anywhere near that tall.
Anywhere near that tall.
There's the Farnham building, which is like green glass.
It's like right by the bridge.
Oh, you're talking about the, yeah, you're talking about the Department of Corrections office. That's like a big
place. It's not excusable. I'm just saying. I mean, maybe.
Yeah. No, that's where all of the Michigan's prisons are run out of, is that building.
Yeah, so we flew around Lansing. You can see Lugnuts and the hospital and all that stuff. But yeah, the, like, they actually go into the more, like, the places that people are actually going to want to fly to and detail them out. And you can download a bunch of those for free. So just flying around, listen to the tunes, man. That's going to be...
You can't... Yeah, sure. Look, I want you to have fun. I want everyone to have fun, but boy, does it not look like fun.
You can turn, if you really want to know how to fly and stuff, you can turn up all the things. They all start on easy. You can turn it all up, and you can actually sit in the cockpit and turn the knobs and all
that. No, I absolutely don't want to do that, but I thought that was the draw. I thought that was the gamified
part. For a lot of people, yes.
Okay. Yes. Not for me. For me, I'm just looking for something to chill out, listen to music to while I fly around. I did not realize how much bigger the pyramids were than the Sphinx. Learned that today. So I'm going to learn all kinds of stuff.
A lot bigger.
I'm going to learn all kinds of stuff, Neil.
I couldn't figure out the menus on it. I just kind of gave up. I was like, I can't, like, figure out how to
get they may have, because it's been so long. Yeah. On the Xbox, it's very clear, like, hey, this is, like, pre-planned flights for you that takes you over to New York or takes you over the pyramids or takes you over, what's that island we went to? Can't remember. And then there's just, like, the real-time map that you can pick. You just pick where you want to start. Yep, the Bora Bora. You can pick where you want to start, pick where you want to land, and then you can just fly wherever, and it's real-time and real weather.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
He did fly over New York, and he flew over where I used to live, and you can tell that. It was pretty accurate. There's, like, a shopping center pretty close to where I lived, and I got that right.
And the community pool.
And the community pool was there in the park. But you can tell that they use trees as kind of a, like, buffer, like, pop-in thing. I was like, there's just, like, sprouts of tall green trees in the middle of New York. It is not this populated. Yeah. Okay.
For sure. It's kind of cool. Like, even, like, when we were in Lansing, like, on the highway, they even have, like, little cars driving by and stuff. Like, it makes it, it's pretty neat. I was like, in 10 years, this is going to be... like, insane. We're going to be... That's what Grand Theft Auto is going to look like. But right now, it's just kind of neat. So, then, since we've been waiting to do this project that we're going to talk about today, and there's a couple of games, Neil and I are very excited for The Ascent coming out soon. I just didn't want to get into anything too heavy, so I've been playing Tetris Effect. Did you ever play that?
Yeah.
They added a multiplayer mode.
Nice.
And you just go one-on-one with some... There's all kinds of different modes, but the one I'm playing, you just go one-on-one. You build up, like, a score thing, and then if you press the right trigger, you can, like, try to get as many lines as you can in, like, a certain amount of time, and it will shoot, like, blocks at them. And I played that all day on Saturday, I think. But actually, I just remembered one more thing that we played, Neil. We started playing Stardew again.
Oh, yeah. We're trying to do the island stuff, and it's been very fun, and we have most of it.
And well, kind of. We just opened up a whole new can of worms.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we found a... Well, I don't want to spoil it because I had no idea that was coming.
So, yeah.
But the short of it is we found a tracker that tells you exactly how much you have left to do, and there's a lot.
In the game. I think we're only like 34% done with the game in total. So, most of it is friends, making friends. But yeah, on the island, you have to like collect all these things and do all these puzzles, but your main goal on the island is to collect 100 walnuts to open this door. And we didn't look past that because we didn't want to spoil it. But we've done that, and that opened a whole nother can of worms.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, it was actually really cool. So I'm glad we got back on that. And lastly, I've been still playing Pokemon Go. It's still fun. I think the reason why there's like all this random stuff, I was at a restaurant the other day and just a bunch of squirrels spawned around me. Pokemon Go Fest was supposed to be this week, but they canceled it again due to COVID. So it's all digital. So that's why all this weird stuff keeps happening to me, where I'm like, wow, why there's like 50,000 Squirtles around me? Because I was like, something has to be happening. This can't just be like a random, like, secret spot. But yeah, I'm still really having fun with that. They've added a lot of stuff that it's not just like catching, and you can play, you can battle. That's kind of fun, the new battle system. So I'm still in it and still having a pretty good time. So
nice.
It's weird to find like people have been, a lot of people are still playing. I didn't know that. Like when I posted my picture of all the squirrels around me, like three of my friends were like, hey, add me. I didn't know people were still playing this. But I think it's because a game you can quietly like just have on your phone and pull up every once in a while that a lot of people stuck with it. Just they're not on every day, but it's a good time. All right.
I think your diving back into, him playing Pokemon Shield, you getting back into Pokemon Go spurred this project, which we talked about briefly next week. I don't know why we're calling it a project. We're just going to play a game.
It's a project.
That makes it sound far more professional than we are. We're going to do our own Nuzlocke run. All three of us. And I think we're going to race?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
There's going to be two races. So a Nuzlocke run, for anyone who does not know, we should probably explain that to begin with. What is the history of Nuzlocke? It's a webcomic, right?
Yes, it was based off of a West.
So Nuzlocke Comics is a webcomic by Nick Franco. And what a Nuzlocke challenge or a Nuzlocke run is that there are rules that you have to follow while playing Pokemon game, any Pokemon game. So the main two rules are that any Pokemon that faints is considered dead. So you have to either put them in a box permanently or release them. I think we're going to release them, right?
I'm going to box them so I can go back there and kind of like...
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, let's do that. We'll box them and then we can, see who's died and whatnot. And then the other rule is you can only catch the first Pokemon that you encounter on any route. Mm-hmm. So if you go into Route 2, you run into a Pokemon. It's a Rattata. Is that how you say that? Rattata, the band. So the 90s or 2000s band
Rattata
shows up. You can
start playing loud pipes.
And so you begin battling this Pokemon. If it dies, that's it. You can't catch any Pokemon on that route. If it like runs from you, you can't catch it. You don't get a Pokemon that route. But if you can catch it, then you can add it to your roster.
And you must nickname every Pokemon you catch.
So those are the two that have to be
that's
fouled.
True. Those are the base ones.
Then there's universally fouled rules. So you can you have to nickname them all just to form stronger emotional bonds.
Yep.
And then you can only use Pokemon you capture yourself. So you're not supposed to like trade with everyone else, or is also universally used, which I don't think we're going to.
No.
And you can't reset the game or like go back to your last save. So like if your Pokemon dies, there's no being like, oh, I'm just gonna go back to my last save.
Yep.
So you have to continue going on. Now I think are we going to alter the capture the first Pokemon, because if it's one you already have,
there's typically a duplicate clause. So if you find the same one twice, if you've already caught it,
yeah.
So if you have a Rattata, or a Raticate, you don't have to capture a Rattata.
Yeah. You can just kill it and move on to whatever comes next. Right, yeah. Now I have a question on this rule. Let's say I have early 2000s band Rattata and. he dies. Now I go to the next area and another one appears.
He's still a dupe.
Is he still a dupe?
Yep. Yeah, okay. I would say he's still a duplicate.
Okay. He's in your box somewhere.
Okay.
But you can catch duplicates if you want to.
Okay.
So, like, if you go to, like, a city and you fish and you have a Magikarp ready and you want to catch another one, you can catch
And I will be doing that, by the way.
Yeah.
Cities count as routes. So if you have a fishing pole, you best fish there. You're going to get shit, but there's a chance. There's a chance. Yes.
Get something good. Magikarp isn't too out of the realm.
If you got
don't forget headbutt's a thing too in Gold and Silver.
What is headbutt?
You can headbutt trees and Pokemon will fall out of them.
Alright. Now, yeah, so
there's a bunch of I've only watched one Nuzlocke through and through. It was Griffin McElroy's from Polygon. McElroy from Polygon.com. And he has a bunch of there was one
formerly of Polygon.
Formerly, yes. There was one trick that I totally forgot about, and it's the repel trick. If you when you use a repel, it will repel Pokemon up to the level of whoever's in the front of your party. So when going into a new area, pop a repel on, and then you have if you know that your guy is around the same level or the highest level of those areas, then you can catch the good shit. And that brings me to my point. How much shit are we allowed to Google?
Google all you want,
right?
I think you Google all you want.
I don't think that's out of
technology. Yeah,
no. And so I think there's one more rule that we are going to add from the increased difficulty section, which is, and I mean we can turn this off, but are we going to roll for which starter we use?
Yes.
I think we should also do the if you black out, white out, your run's done.
You're done.
Yeah. What's that? Even if you have Pokemon in the bank.
Okay. Oh, if you lose all your Pokemon,
if your party dies, you're done.
I like that. Okay.
All right.
None of us finish. Yes. So,
two rules that I had proposed that aren't happening are, and I thought I had heard you say this.
Yeah, I had mentioned it, and the more I thought about it, and like them, like thinking back on it, like
the grand scheme of it would probably make it a little too
hard. It'd be too hard to say it out loud. So I know what we're talking about. Making sure that whenever you go into gym fight that your highest Pokemon isn't higher than their highest Pokemon. But that said, I think in the spirit of the run, you don't want to be 10 levels above every fight you do. That's like no fun.
That's part of the race too, though. Yeah. Like, if you spend a shit ton of time grinding, like you're gonna lose the race.
Yeah.
So I think
nervous about just losing in general.
Yeah,
maybe the race doesn't matter. Also, what are the stakes of the race?
I think we need to figure that out too.
Yeah,
okay.
Is that part of this? For who goes last and a prize for who wins?
Maybe. Do we have a die? Can we choose our
I thought it was my trainer.
It is, but we can do it right here.
I would rather
there's
roll
a thousand dice right here.
I figured.
You see that tray of dice? Well,
I figured it'd be more fun to do on air.
We're sitting in front of a grid with D&D figurines, and Dan asks, is there a die?
I mean, I knew. I'm at, like, readily available.
So you want to roll instead of doing the trainer. Instead of doing trainer.
Yeah, we can do it on air.
We just need a six-sided.
So we're going to do one, two.
Oh, you just need a six-sided.
No, you need a ten-sided.
Wow. Oh, if we're going to do it this way, yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
Well, then you get to choose if you roll well.
What if you roll a zero?
Yeah.
Zero's free choice. That's right.
Oh, okay. I was just... Yeah. Okay, cool.
So
I don't know what the rules are for this one. I thought it
was one, so one two, through three, it's grass. Four through six, it's fire. Seven through nine, water. Zero free choice. Do you want to roll it first?
And just so you know the stakes, I did see your tier list. You want water.
You want water for gold. Do I or do I want to make it even more difficult?
I got a seven.
Seven. So you have the water. There you go. Neil?
How about a five?
You got a five. You have the fire.
Damn it.
Is that hard?
I think that was the
and
worst
I got
one.
A six, so I also got a fire.
Okay.
That's all right. That's what I would have chosen because I like the fire types. So what are those?
Wait, I'm trying to remember.
Cyndaquil?
And
Cyndaquil, right.
Totodile.
Totodile,
yeah. Totodile is pretty cool.
And the other one's like Chikorita.
Right.
Sounds like a Spanish banana.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to do that. So yeah, Neil has printed out a nice little sheet that so we can write what area you go into and which Pokemon you catch.
I have I tried to find out how many routes there were. It's really hard to find that out. So I could only find like routes through a playthrough, like the routes you need to go on. So
yeah,
but also keep in mind like there's always spooky caves or like the spooky cities. Houses that count too. Those aren't attached to their route.
The Bellsprout Tower is different.
It's a different area. Yeah, than whatever route it's on.
Which I don't know if you can catch Pokemon on Bellsprout Tower, actually.
Is that the graveyard one?
No, that's in the first game.
That's the first one.
We're allowed gifted Pokemon, right?
Yeah, I think we should have
from NPCs.
NPCs.
Or you can trade if you happen to have what they want. You can trade it.
Goldenrod City, that's where you get your Eevee. Everybody can get an Eevee there.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
I forgot. I'm trying to remember.
Well, that's way late, though.
Goldenrod's like in the middle.
I don't know where anything is.
I think Goldenrod's kind of middle. Isn't Goldenrod
in the first game? Isn't that in the second region of?
You're thinking
Celadon?
Celadon.
Celadon.
Yeah.
Goldenrod. That's where the big mall is.
Yes. So, yeah, it's hard because I know Black and White, or Black and White, excuse me, Red and Blue so well, and Gold and Silver I really liked, but for some reason I just have very little memory of it.
Well, how about Togepi? Can we keep the Togepi even if we've caught Pokemon in other places?
I think
in that route.
I think keep the Togepi.
Okay, because you get the egg and it's going to hatch kind of where
I don't want it. I don't think
Togepi. Yeah, what about hatching and like breeding? Can you do that in
there? I mean, that'll definitely add to your run, so go if you want. If you want.
Yeah, I guess that's true. You got to come back. That comes late, too.
Yeah, it's pretty late.
Breeding.
You can leave somebody with the daycare once you find it. Just have like a backup Pokemon there.
Yeah, that's true.
Catch a Ditto.
Yeah, then you can hatch whatever you want. I'm acting like
think that breeding is part of the spirit of it, though.
No breeding. Let's see. Oh, the daycare cannot be used as part of the increased difficulty optional rules. Oh,
okay, no daycare. Fair. I like that.
Do you want no daycare? Okay. So no daycare, no.
So the other ones I was thinking of, the only one I've watched, you were not allowed to use healing items in battle.
Yeah, I don't like that. Especially if we're going to do a blackout as the end. That's too hard.
So, okay.
So we're just sticking with the no daycare, no breeding. If they die, they die. We have the random starters. You have to nickname them, and you have to catch the first one, unless it's a dupe.
Okay.
So that's good. Now, what is I think we need to have like a final day that's the final day so that someone just doesn't play or something like that.
Well, no, the final day will be whenever somebody finishes it. Then everybody else is.
Yeah, but I don't want someone to be like, oh, I got bored and played for a week and we're like waiting for them.
I don't know how long a Pokemon game. How long to beat?
Yeah.
I have no idea. 12 hours? 20?
We're playing Pokemon Gold and Silver.
So are we doing... Okay, so we're doing like blah, 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 champion, Pokemon champion. Are we doing the second region and then fighting red? Or are we just fighting blue?
I think we're just going through.
I think you just do the first. We'll reconvene after that. And if we want to keep going. So just
fight Victory Road and then beat the champion.
Yeah.
And then grab your game time.
Yeah. Because what is... You go back to the... Original.
You go back to Johto?
Kanto,
yeah. Oh, really? Man, that is so cool for a game of that time.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
You can fight all the bosses from the original gym leaders.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So the main story, this is kind of all over the place because Pokemon can kind of be. So the main story is just 30 hours. But the main plus some extras takes 68 and a half.
All right. So it's going to take us 30.
Yeah, probably more, especially because you're playing on a higher difficulty. If you're a completionist, it's 159 hours. So the average of all styles is 51 and a half hours.
What's the rule on legendaries? Can we catch legendaries even if we've caught other Pokemon?
Which one has the legendary dogs?
That's this one.
Yes, because the dogs took from the bird.
I'll say this. In the one I've watched, again, he catches the legendary bird, and that's kind of like his get-out-of-jail-free card.
Yeah.
It eventually dies, but... It just powers him his way through a lot.
I think you can catch the bird because the bird comes back to like the area beforehand, right? The tower. You have to go to the top of the tower after you. I think you can only get him after you beat the champion, though.
I don't know.
I think he's like Mewtwo. I think the birds are like their replacements for Mewtwo. So I think you have to come back after you beat the champion. So I think we'll be done.
Yeah. And the dogs are random. You can't force them to counter.
Yeah, so if you happen to find the dog first, then good on you, I guess.
So no, if you run into it, you've already run into a Pokemon, you can't catch it?
I guess not.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't.
Yeah.
So. And you probably don't want to. You could probably kill your entire party.
That's true, trying to catch that thing. So, yeah. Yeah, they're random. So, so I think it's going to be fun. I'm excited.
Okay, now what are we willing to wager? Loser buys a pizza party.
Pizza Party, Game Goose Pizza Party.
Winner picks the pizza.
How many people are invited to this pizza party?
Let's just say it's like Friday night movie amount.
Okay.
Okay.
Is everybody okay with that?
Yeah. Sounds good.
We should have a separate party, though, for it.
Okay.
Well, that makes two winners, though. Should the winner get one thing good? Or is... Yeah. Then you kind of just have one loser and two winners.
Well, the winner gets to brag the whole party that they won.
That's true. That is true.
Bragging rights. Okay.
Yeah. So,
how about the winner does that and the people who didn't win split the pizza? And we'll also provide beverages.
There we go.
So what if I die, like, fighting my rival right at the very beginning?
You have to go buy pizza and bring it to our house.
I'm allowed to have this to you.
To deliver pizza.
He gets fucking two crits on you and your Pokemon dies and he runs over.
Okay, yep.
And then you have to buy us pizza to bring to our house and then you can start over.
That's a pizza re-entry fee.
So we're doing who is just like done the fastest just in general in real world time.
Yeah.
So starting tonight.
Yeah.
After the show.
It doesn't really matter when. You'll have the game time.
No. We're talking real time.
Yeah, so we're doing a real time race and a game time race.
Oh, shit.
Yes. So is the game time race going to be the pizza
winner? We'll be the pizza winner, yeah.
Okay. And then we're going to discuss other topics.
What's the real time race?
Just starting tonight, whoever can be the fastest.
Well, I mean, what do I get if I win the real time race?
What do you want?
You can play at work. Well, no. That's not fair. You can play at work sometimes. Oh, no, Dan can't.
No, I can't play at work.
I've already had two slow days this week, which means...
I don't take my computer to work, so I'm not
really... That's true, you're out of your
life. Okay. I think that one's just for fun. The main one is going to be...
Extra bragging rights. Okay.
Yeah.
It's just to get people to actually play.
Yes.
There we go. That one you buy the booze for the pizza party.
There we go.
Or we should probably switch that. I don't know what's more expensive, pizza or booze.
Booze, yeah.
Pizza's like, by the way, if any of my New York friends listen to this, pizza in Michigan's like $25 for an extra large. It's amazing. Now, I might have highballed that, actually.
Yeah. Depends on where you get it from.
Yeah, depends on where you get it from.
Domino's is probably more than that.
Yeah, depends. But yeah, all right, yeah, why don't we do...
Domino's is gross. Don't ever buy Domino's.
The winner of the speed test doesn't have to buy pizza. Or the real-time one. And the winner of the game-time one doesn't have to buy booze. Is that what we're doing?
That works, yeah.
Okay.
Can I put money on how I think I am either going to lose the Pokemon or maybe even just lose everything altogether?
Sure.
I will have finished a fight. A hard fight. A trainer... Probably not a gym leader, because this usually happens before gym leaders, and my rival will come out of nowhere with a half-dead party and just decimate me.
Yeah. You gotta be careful of that.
Yeah.
You gotta know when those rival fights are.
Okay, so Googling is allowed. I'm going to know what Pokemon are on what route, who's going to attack me. Okay.
You're gonna Google everything.
I think I'm... Yeah. Again... I'm not so much looking to win as I am to not die.
I'm fully expecting to just die. I'm just going to end up doing something dumb and
die. I'm going to be playing too late, or I'm going to be playing while Courtney has some dumb show on that I don't even like. And I'm going to be like tapping A for some bullshit and be like, and I'm dead. I was not paying attention.
The one thing I do remember about this game, there is a normal type gym.
Snacks.
There's snacks everywhere.
There are snacks everywhere. take the snacks.
It's a D&D room. Of course there's snacks.
There is a normal type gym. And
Miltank
will roll out and he will roll over your entire party.
Yes. Yes.
I do remember that. Answer for the cow.
Yes. See, I remember the games being harder when I was younger because I would like... avoid every fight I could. I don't know why. This popped in my head the other day. I was like, why was it so hard? Why was it so under-leveled all the time? I would, like, never fit any of the trainers. Like, I, like, look in the book to see which way I could get around them. And I don't know why I did that. I think I just wanted to get to the gyms and like, finish the game as quickly as I could. And I don't know why where that popped in my head. I think because, you know, you have to stop and you have to heal and use items. I was like, no, nah, I'm just going to try to get around everybody.
All right, let me give you guys a quick quiz. Okay. Wait, are you looking at the chart?
No.
Let's test your type matchups.
Okay.
I'm going to be real bad at this.
Some of them are real easy, and then some of them you're like, what?
Steel.
Okay, it's weak against fire. Cool. Right?
Yep. Yeah. It's resistant against electric.
Yep.
Is it also resistant against rock?
Oh, wait. Steel and electric are nothing.
Ooh.
Nothing.
Are you sure?
Unless I'm reading this wrong.
I don't know.
I do not know.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Steel does. Oh. Electric does. Wait, this is resistant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So top is resist or defense. Bottom is attack. So electric attacking steel.
Does half?
Does half. No, I don't know.
Why does it look like steel attacking electric? Does half?
Electric attacking steel. I see nothing happen.
It's at the very bottom.
So it's at the very bottom. Electric against steel.
Well, that's so, steel against electric. Steel against electric. That would electric. Be steel attacking electric. All right, so this part... We should probably...
Yeah. Maybe. So I think the top is who's defending and the bottom's the sides who are attacking. So steel attacking electric does half. So electric is resistant to steel.
Yeah, do something we know. Is that grass?
Backwards?
No, because water does 2 times against fire. Yep. So you do the side against the top.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So let's see. Steel. Steel's not very strong against fire. Oh, because fire is better against steel.
Yeah. Steel's not good against fire, water, electric... But it's really good against ice.
Steel's gonna get that's and so random. Rock. And rock, yeah.
It's also not good against other steel.
Because steel and dark were just added for they were the new types.
Yep.
For this, very exciting. And they've only added one new type since then. Fairy.
Yeah. Fairy.
Makes sense.
Did they have poison in the original?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Yep. They just added dark and steel for this.
Okay.
So yeah, because coughing was poison.
Yeah, you're right. So, things you're going to want to bring into the Final Four. I don't know if the Elite Four. They're called the Elite Four in this one. Final Four is basketball. I love basketball. So, you're going to want an Ice type.
Okay.
You're going to want either Psychic or Dark, probably Psychic, which, just so you know, that's my plan with the
Eevee. That's hard to get. Oh, the Eevee. The Eevee.
If you can find an Abra, then you're good, but he's going to run away.
Yeah, and you're getting an Abra first. Gonna be impossible.
But you can get the Abra from the Game Zone.
Game Zone. Oh, you can buy the one.
Casino, yeah.
Nice.
But that's a lot of time.
Not really. Abra's one of the cheap ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And so if you can only buy one person from the Game Zone, is that what we're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Wherever you acquire Pokemon, one from that city or route.
Okay. Or building, whatever.
Well, no. I think cities and buildings. I think city counts as one. You can't get an Eevee and then go buy something else.
Okay. All right. So you either get to choose an Eevee or the game place?
I think the game's in different town.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. I'm excited.
I'm very excited.
Here's what I'm most excited about. Using Pokemon I would never use.
Yep.
I think that's going to be my big one. Is like whatever you catch is what you got. Just kind of paring it down. I think that's going to be fun.
Who's the first gym? Flying. All right. That's fine.
Yeah. All right. Well,
no one got grass.
So as we do this, we'll update you guys every week a little bit on it, probably in our while we're playing
section. This will be our section. Big Nuzlocke. Well, I'll come up with a catchy name for our Nuzlocke segment. Nope, it's not here yet, guys. Just wait for it.
All righty. Well, anything else? Right? What are you guys excited for? What are you expecting?
I'm excited to care. Goose lock. Sorry. I'm excited to care about Pokemon again. It's a weird way to phrase that. But I was playing Shield, I was like, this is just fun. This is just nostalgia. This is super easy. I'm excited to be nervous about playing Pokemon.
Yeah, I kind of am too. Glenn, anything else to add?
No, I think that's probably how I feel too. I'm excited to kind of see I'm excited to get frustrated at the dumb Pokemon that show up.
Yes.
No! No!
Why this fucking one?
I don't want a Tangela! Our group chat is about to revert 15 years.
I do like the addition of if you already have it, you don't need to catch it. Because otherwise you'd just be like, here's my team of 5 Pidgeotos. Or whatever it is. Oh, and don't forget, this one has night and day. Mm-hmm. So when you play, it will depend on what you catch.
Yeah, and it also has like friendship for some evolutions. That's really only Eevee and Togepi.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You can get them haircuts.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They're allowed to hold berries. They're allowed to do all that stuff, yeah. too. So, yeah. Alrighty. Well, we'll update you guys next week where we're at. And have a great week. Thanks for listening.
Everyone's got to at least beat the first gym before next week.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure.
Yeah, it doesn't take that long.
I have Friday off.
I'm going to get like probably like 6 gyms and then I'll be like,
I really wanted to start playing last weekend really bad. And I was like, nope, wait for Clinton.
All right. Bye, guys.